on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
A very good welcome to the Victorian Form Preview Racing at Flemington. Midweek racing at Flemington for the now traditional Oaks and Derby Preview meeting. Looking forward to dissecting it with Dean Lester. Morning, Dino. How are you?
Hello there, Michael.
What was the earthquake like where you were?
Well, 2021's putting on a clinic, isn't it, really? I was doing an audio recording. I had my headphones on. I thought, things are moving around. This is a bit weird. And then there was a bit of a roar sound. And my goodness, it was, the house, we had a tremor here about 10 years ago. But no, it was much deeper than that today. It was very scary.
Yeah, incredible indeed. Hey, before we get into Flemington today, Dina, I've got the final fields for the two big Group 1 races over the weekend. Barriers haven't come through yet, but we've only got a field of five in at the Underwood, which we're probably expecting. Probabil, yep. 50 Stars, Zaki, The Chosen One, and Superstorm. First thoughts?
It was on the cards. It's a real shame. I hope people realise it's because Zaki's there and not because it's at Sandown. And
correct.
We've got all of these group ones. The Underwood used to be the only group one of this group of races. The Mackaybe Diva was group two and the Turnbull was group two. So it was the Underwood and the Caulfield Stakes were the group ones. So, it's unfortunate, but I'm looking forward to seeing Zaki in Melbourne for the first time. It was great footage from Craig Williams of him going around the track yesterday on Twitter. So, he's had that familiarisation and should continue on his way. It'll be interesting to see how a horse like Superstorm goes. I don't know where his preparation ends up. Is he still maybe a Caulfield Cup possibility? So, looking forward to the race, but, shame the numbers aren't there.
Does it just become a bit of a work, a track work gallop, do you think, with those five in it?
Yeah, well, there's not a real speed element to it, is there? So I would think Craig Williams will set up his own tempo, and unless someone's very creative, he'll probably just be 1400 evens and home the last 400.
Got a more in-depth, intriguing Moyer on Friday night. Again, we don't have the barriers, but a field of 11, Ballistic Lover, Brooklyn Hustle, Miss Albania, Portland Sky, Profiteer, September Run, Shaquiro, Swats That, The Inferno, Trekking, and Wild Ruler. How important will barriers be for the Moyer, Dean?
I think it's important where the speed elements draw relative to each other and who might get, there looks like there's probably three, and if one of them gets trapped on a bit of a limb or has to work even harder to get around the other two. So the barrier draw does have that importance with the speed horses, and I'm certainly in the Profiteer camp, but you'd like him to draw, inside the middle probably, not maybe barrier one, but somewhere in the middle.
Mm. All right, we'll bring you those final barriers and the fields once we get them. Looking to Flemington today, the Oaks and the Derby preview. Historically, with this day and 14-metre rail movement, are you keen to play on days like this, or do you have to tread a little warily?
Oh, I don't really have a problem with it, but the fields aren't quite the size. It's a shame that some of the horses have missed out that probably wanted runs in some of the races with the field capacities, but I don't have a problem with actually betting the rail out at 14. And the first year we had this meeting, of course, Pino completed the Oaks trial, Oaks double, and it's often been a good, Soul Patch won here 2 years ago before placing in the Derby and winning the Vase, and even last year Grand Slam was beaten in the 1400 metre race but then placed in the Guineas. So there's always a good balance of young potential good horses coming through.
Do you think we could have a Derby winner or Oaks winner out of today's meeting?
Michael, I really hope so, because I've got one in it, not in the Derby trial, but a horse heading towards the Derby. So, personally, I hope so. But, I think I like the way a couple of the Danny O'Brien horses are lining up, and, they're starting to hit their straps, so it is a possibility.
And just last one, what did you make of the new Oaks favourites performance yesterday at Kyneton? It was absolutely astonishing how easy she won. What's the depth of that race, and how do you think it'll rate?
Well, you'd want her to have won by that margin against that opposition in that manner to think that she's an Oaks chance. So she did probably exactly what you'd wanted to if you really like her towards the Oaks, but it was a really good display, and I would think that she's going to be a really good chance. But the opposition was moderate, hence she was the price she was, and she went out and did it exactly how you want to see her do it.
Yeah, Kapalua Sunset, she's now $7 for the Kennedy Oaks. We'll see if that changes after today. Let's get into the first race, Dino, and it is over 1,000 metres, New York Baby. Mark Stevens, a part owner of this galloper as well. Good luck to Steve-O. $2.40. Forever in a Day, $3.70. Duay Stars at $6. And then we go down to Nicolite at $7.50. Troy Corson's was on this morning. This is what he had to say about New York Baby.
Look, she's a really nice filly. She's only had the one trial going into this. So there's really good improvement to come. If she handles the straight, she's going to be very hard to beat.
It's pretty confident, Dino. Do you share that confidence?
Look, she's a good chance, Michael. Well, I'm actually taking her on a little bit. I think there's a couple of promising fillies here as well as New York Baby, and they're at better prices. Forever and a Day resumes. I thought she trialled well at Flemington. It was just on a month ago, and I think they're resuming her here. Her win on debut, she beat Heresy and also Prince Alexander. Now, Heresy's proven right up with... even the males, when she ran second in the McNeil, with finishing right beside Artorias, and then she went to the 1400 metres of the Size Produce in Adelaide and was beaten. But I don't know if that was the right race for her. But first up, I think she's got a great chance. The other one that I'd consider at a little bit better odds is Nicolite. This was a terrific debut at Geelong back in April. She was beaten by Salamanders on that occasion, missed the start, but ran the best 800, 600, 400, 200 of the whole meeting. Was given a pretty easy time in a trial at Caulfield recently. I like the way she went. I like the way she goes. I'm taking those two to beat the favourite, New York Baby, who's got nice ability. And Duo Star comes through the same form line as New York Baby, having that placing at Warrnambool in the gold strike. And she's had a couple of jump outs to prepare up for this. So she might be a little bit more forward. So interesting race, but I think 3 and 5 are a bit of value. 3, 5, 1, and 2.
3, 5, 1, and 2 in the first down the straight at Flemington. Race number 2 is the Darley Spring Preview, and it's the first of the babies we get to see over 900 metres. All of them first starters. Contemporary, the big names are here. D. Oliver, James Cummings is the favourite at 260. Eltanen, spoke to Trent Busterton at $4. Nominator, Adrian Bott was keen about its chances. Craig Williams, $6.50. Kavala is at $8.50 from the Price and Kent Junior stable, and Philip Stokes Runaway Bell at $8.50, and Yakutex, how are we saying Lloyd Kennywell's horse here, Dino?
Oh, I've had a few goes at it recording this morning, Michael.
it's $9.50, whatever it is.
Yeah, and we're going to have to get used to it. It goes quite well. Yakutsk. I'm going to end up swearing for sure, saying it one day. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to go with Contemporary. I like the, obviously, the Godolphin system works very well with all horses, but they educate their horses so well. And he had an 800-metre trial down the straight, so he had that advantage recently, and I thought he trialled well and looks to do everything pretty well right. I like the trial of Nominator for the Waterhouse Bot Stable, trialled around the circle at Flemington, but again, that their horses are up and about, taught how to run, and I think he'll run well on debut. Yes, number 8, we'll put in for third, the Lloyd Kennywell filly. Goes, she only trialled 600 metres, which I'm always a bit wary of, and it was last Thursday, but or Wednesday, whenever it was, but trialled quite nicely, and the same trial, Kavala, trialled quite well, and they look to go nicely in that trial, both well-educated for the race, but I think 1 and 4 are the key runners for mine. Flemington trained, bit of it, one of them, especially with experience down the straight. 1, 4, 8, and 5.
1, 4, 8, and 5 in the Darley Spring Preview. Race number 3 is the Meyer Fashions on your front lawn. This is over 1,420 metres. Takeout number 9. He's the Ultimate is the favourite, $4.80 for Peter Moody. Festivus at $5 at $6.50. Cuban Link at $6.50. And then more Karubas at $8. And we can go all the way down the bottom, Dino. Cheerful Moment at $26. Yet is a $15 chance in the Penfolds Victoria Derby market.
He is, Michael. I think he'll run a cheeky race today. He'll be off midfield and hitting the line. I think he can run top 4, Cheerful Moment, the horse I've got a small involvement in. I think number 10, More Karuba, is a really nice horse. I've always liked him from first trial, really, and his first start Not much went right, and then he won at his second start. Resumed, I thought, with a pretty good run behind my Numero Uno. Hit the line nicely, and I think 1,400 on a big track is going to suit him, more to the point. And just thought he was the one over the odds, number 10, More Karuba, with the claim for Josh Richards. I think the filly Cuban Link can measure up here. She won pretty well last start in maiden company at Cranbourne. And I think that was a pretty decent maiden, and she's showing nice promise, and she can get a great run from the draw. Craig Williams sticks with her. He actually won this race on a filly 3 years ago in Amphitrite that went right through to win the 1,000 guineas. So interesting to see where Cuban Link fits in today, but I suspect she'll run well. He's the Ultimate, another one that I've always had a bit of time for. He ran in that Anzac Day Stakes, which is always a good race, and he was a bit plain that day, but he came back with a fairly good run at Sandown and a good maiden behind Valana. And then last start, the Pakenham Synthetic win was good. I think he can measure up. And maybe I'll put in Cheerful Moment for fourth, because I think he'll probably follow these good chances into the race. And he will be very strong late. Look for him to be hitting the line. But it's a good competitive race. There's a few there that probably have got guineas aspirations if they run well today. But I think More Karuba's got a really good winning chance. 10, 12, 2 and 5.
10, 12, 2 and 5. And More Karuba's a good each way value at $8.270. Outside of Animo, we've been looking for a horse to maybe put its hand up from a guineas perspective. Any of these, do you think, got the ability to maybe get to that level, or is this the rung below?
I think this is probably the rung below. I'd probably be looking to the Stutz Stakes Friday night for anything that really, you know, stamps itself. And they will have had the run at 1,600. So I think they're probably the ones. And there's a 1,400-metre race on Sunday, on Saturday, I should say, at Sandown for three-year-olds. And it just sort of fits in pretty well as well. It's an open handicap, and I think it'll be fairly strong. So there's, I think these are the next level down. These are maybe Carbine Club horses and that sort of race. It's always a fascinating time with these three-year-olds.
Yeah, Lena's Legend's going to that 1,400. Danny O'Brien just told us as well. So he could be a late charge for the guineas. And Cheerful Moment, what's the plan of attack to get him to the Derby from here?
I would think he'll probably run about 3 weeks at Caulfield. There's a 1,600-metre race and then the Vase and then back up into the Derby at this stage, all being well, if that's how he's going.
All right, fingers crossed. Race number four is the Resimax Trophy. This is a benchmark 70 over 1,100. Takeout 4, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Ashford Street is at $4.40. Verenskova's at $4.80. Terra Mia, $5. Our Wind Spirit, $6. It looks pretty open, this race, Dino. Do you like any?
Yeah, I like Verenskova here, Michael. I think I've always thought this mare would be really effective down the straight. She's quite an awkward going mare, and I think her debut run at Pakenham, where she just came out of that dogleg start at the 1,000 metres, was probably the most balanced she's ever looked. So I think the straight will really suit her. I think her Dam Kavinsky was a beauty down the straight. So I'm going with number 12 to beat 13, Terra Mia, who's already proven down the straight and can run very well. Had the freshen up. I think probably Matt Laurie identified this as a very suitable option as soon as she ran that last placing, so he's kept her fresh for this. Six conceded. He's won one race. It was here at Flemington down the straight, so I think he can run well. And two, Ashford Street, who's deep into a preparation, so won't be improving, but he ran well here three starts back, and his subsequent two efforts have been good. But I was surprised Verenskova wasn't a clear favourite here. I think she's very well placed. 12, 13, 6 and 2.
12, 13, 6 and 2. Verenskova, $4.80. Might be the bank builder we need for the quaddie, because that's up next. Quick break, and we're back with the Flemington quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at the Oaks and Derby Day Preview meeting at Flemington. And race five is the Kennedy Oaks Preview. Win this and you're in the Oaks. It is over 1,800 metres. We have one scratching the 12. And Barb Rader, gee, she's in short now. $1.55, Jerome Hunter, Craig at Williams. Going to dance a lot, so at $6.50. Blackcomb also $6.50, and then it's out to $15, the field. Tis My Baby at $15. $1.55, Dean, is she a twos on chance almost, Barb Rader?
Oh, no, she's not. She's a really good, you know, promising filly, and I like the way she's going about it, and I think she's a huge winning chance, and I'm only going two horses in the quaddie, but I think Blackcomb's a very nice filly as well from the Danny O'Brien yard, and I think she's just improving every time we see her. She had that one run in May and then put away, and the first up run was sound, better again at her second run, and She took on the males last start, even though it was a maiden, and Rhinoceros, I think, is a good benchmark. I just think there's a huge discrepancy between the two of them, one at $6.50 and one at $1.55. So I'm happy to have something at the $6.50 on Blackcomb to beat Barb Raider. Barb Raider goes in the quaddie. She's the danger. Going to dance a lot. Had the 67-day break from winning the Byerly. Recent trial was okay. I think if she wins today, she's got improvement in her. So I'm thinking this run will top her off nicely going forward. And Van Zali's a maiden, but certainly got talent and I think can get into the placings. I'm not putting her in as a winner for the quaddie, but she's a definitely a trifecta in first four chance. I think from a good draw, which she hasn't really had to date, she can race a bit closer. But 4 and 2 stand out for me, Michael. 4-2-1-7.
4-2-1-7. So you'd expect 155 Barb Raider to drift before the race today, would you?
Well, I can't believe the cave-in this morning. She was sort of 180, 190, and then at, as soon as 9 o'clock, she hit 165 and then 155. So, and there weren't, you know, there was only the one scratching. So, no, it's been a surprise to me she's got in so short. Yeah.
All right. Barb Raider and Blackcomb, the two in the Kennedy Oaks preview. The Penfolds Victoria Derby preview. We can take out 14, 15 and 16. The favourite here is Footlights. Really good push from Trent Busserton this morning. If you missed it, this is what he had to say.
Yeah, he's great. I'm hoping he'll be very hard to beat. We're actually going up to Sydney in the Gloaming Stakes and sort of just with the COVID, we, you know, not so unexpected, but just thought we'd better pay up in case racing for whatever reason didn't run in Sydney and we end up drawing barrier 8 and Damien Oliver was sitting on the sidelines and didn't have a ride. So we booked him and it made sense to stay here instead.
$4.20 favourite Inverell. Clayton Douglas gave it a good push yesterday, $4.60. St. Tropez at $6.50. And then we're out to Venting at $6.50. Danny O'Brien's stable mate with Grinzinger King at $7.50. It's a good little race, Dino. Which way are you leaning?
I'm going with Trent there and Footlights. I think he should be unbeaten. He's gotten a scrimmage on the home turn at Cranbourne and the way he picked himself up and found the line was in the manner of a pretty smart horse to do that. I thought was exceptional and I think he can measure up here. As I've mentioned, I think the Danny O'Brien three-year-old is starting to come together really well. I think Venting, I don't think the Moonee Valley track suited him as well as Bendigo did on Debusa. Getting onto the bigger track here will certainly be in his favour. 8 Inverell was a neat win on Debu at Sale. He's had the time between runs, a tick over trial, can run very well. And Rhinoceros, he'll push forward. There's a little bit more pressure today, but he's tough and I think he's improving with every run in Australia. And he's a horse I identified earlier as a bit of a derby chance. So watch how he progresses today. But certainly more depth than the fillies race. But I'm leaning to Footlights 5, 4, 8, and 2.
5, 4, 8, and 2 in the Penfolds Victoria Derby preview. Race number 7 is a benchmark 78 over 1630 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 7, 11, 14, 17, and 18. Mr. Brightside looking for 5 in a row is the even money favourite. Alcyone, $4.80. Signers Express, $9.50. Nickow Spur at $10. So he's been impeccable form. Is he flip of the coin? Is he an even money, Mr. Brightside, today?
Yep, sure is. He'll win again. I think he's, yeah, haven't got a ceiling on him yet. And the other thing is, this race just sets up so well for him. There's so many backmarkers in this race. He'll probably get in the first four pretty comfortably. And he's a good favourite at $2, I think. And certainly the one to beat. Nickow Spur, late scratching on Sunday when the track got upgraded at Ballarat and the Gold Nugget. He's going well. He's had the 5 weeks between runs. That seems to be a real constant with him. He needs that time to recover from each run, and I think he'll run well. And Alcyone was very good winning first up. He's another one that's had the 5 weeks between runs and out to the longer trip, and he's a winner here at Flemington. They're the three for the quaddie. Next best, number 8, Seniors Express on the freshen up as well. But, looking forward to seeing Mr. Brightside win this, and then probably next step he has to go to open grade, but he's going very well. 3, 4, 12 and 8.
3, 4, 12 and 8, one of the better bets of the day, Mr. Brightside. And the last is the Middies Trophy, a benchmark 70 over 14.20, take out 6, 15, 16, 17, 18 and 19. He's the real deal, is at $2.60. Zoist is at $4.80. And then we're out to Exolidia at $6.50. They're the only ones under double figure odds. He's the real deal. Will he be today?
Yeah, he's got a great chance, Michael. I actually thought he'd be shorter than that. 260 is a backable price. I'd probably have a little play on two in the race, him and Exalita at around the 650. She's shortened up this morning too. She was around $9 earlier, but she'll need everything to go right, but she hasn't had much go right this preparation with barrier draws Exalita, and I'm just hoping Flemington 1400 suits her and she can run very well. He's the real deal. I've got no knock on him at all. He's a deserved favourite and he'll run very well. Four Sicaro has raced well at the 1400 at Flemington before, fitter for one run in, and maybe next best, number 12, Moeen, who I thought would win first up, and she sort of travelled up like she was going to hit the line, maybe just needed that day at the races next best. But no, I think numbers 13 and 2 are the key runners there, 13, 2, 4 and 12.
13, 2, 4 and 12. All right, Dino, how do we play today?
I think Mr. Brightside of the favourites is the best, race 7, number 3, and I thought Exalita was the best value in the last race, 8, number 13. For the quaddie, first leg, numbers 2 and 4, second leg, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 8, third leg, 3, 4 and 12, and come home on 2, 4, 12 and 13. And I'm just going to have a multi of a win, race 4, number 12, Verenskova, and a win, race 7, number 3, Mr. Brightside.
Very good stuff, Dino. Good luck today. Our barriers are now through for the Moya. If you could choose one for Profiteer, what would it be?
7.
Oh, lucky 7 for you, Profiteer. That's the gate he jumps from on Friday night. Trekking 3, Wild Ruler 4, The Inferno 5, Portland Sky 8, September Run 1. Swats That 9, Brooklyn Hustle 10, Ballistic Lover 6, 11, Miss Albania Shaquiro 2, and Profiteer 7. So pretty happy with that, Dino.
Yeah, and more importantly, where the speed's drawn. He's got Ballistic Lover maybe to his inside in 6. He's in 7. Portland Sky is in 8. So I don't think he has to work around the speed. The inside four draws don't have a lot of speed. It looks a good setup for Profiteer. There'll be some good late closers in that race, like Brooklyn Hustle. We always see her running on September Run. Barrier 1, probably not ideal for her around the valley, but the Inferno probably trying to get a spot towards the Everest. And if he runs well, I think he should be taken for the Everest, because he's the sort of horse that off that really fast speed would run well.
Good on you, Dino. Good punting today.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.